الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا، أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. Ulama who are present and those who know Arabic might wonder what connection is this ayat got with our subject of tonight. But for that, a few words by way of introduction. That firstly, I'm not sitting here to tell you what to do, what not to do. From our experience, we know everyone has what he wants. The ulama will say, give guidelines, but finally, everyone does. You go home and you say, in this house, you do what I say. The ulama, Maulana said that. How many of our friends said, they say to their father, that Hazrat said this, but you don't follow. The father says to the son, Hazrat said this, but you're not listening. So, but we will, our duty is to say what we have to say. And for that, we are not saying that those people who are for this group, ISIS, that they are in the right, and those who are against them are in the wrong. Or the other way around, that those who are against them, they are in the right, and that ISIS is in the wrong. This is such a confusing thing. And politics has always been, and since 9/11, so confusing, you will find so many conspiracy theories. The more you try and find out, as Maulana Rehman said from Sheikh Google, the more you get confused. You don't know what is what, where, what is what. However, and those who are for ISIS, they should look at the things that are negative about ISIS and consider them. And those who are against ISIS should look at the positive things and consider them. From the little bit, and I don't have to say this, MashaAllah Maulana Shabbir has made it so clear that it is the pluses and the minuses. The minuses are so many more than what the pluses could be. And there are doubts and certainties, the doubts are much more. There are questions and answers, and the questions are much more than the answers. So it appears quite clear that this group has been misled, or there are a stooge group for a bigger. Today, remember one thing that makes a lot of sense to me, if it will make to you, of all this conspiracy theories and politics of the world, it's a triangle philosophy. Like a triangle you have, right at the top is Shaitan. He gives instructions to those below him. And what his objects are, they also don't know. He puts a beautiful picture in front of them of helping mankind, of being good to mankind. Today the worst is done to mankind in the most beautiful words. They have been destroyed totally. That group again, that triangle becomes broader. What they are telling the group below them, those leaders, they don't know what are the objectives of those who are on top of them. They are being also blood, and it comes right till the bottom. So the people who are maybe sincere, they are not. As Maulana Shabbir Sahib, Dawud Barakatuh explained, how we have got a lot of jazba and fatin, and this is nothing else but the miracle of Allah. At a time like this in our lives, that our youth still have so much of jazba, but they don't know that how they are being manipulated. How they are being misused and abused by those who are above them, and they are taking them in wrong direction. So anyway, that can be open for dialogue and for debate, but it is quite clear from our ulama that we understand this group is a totally deviated group and misleading the Muslims, or they are doing it tajahul arifana, they know the wrong they are doing, but they are misleading people. They are agents for somebody who is higher and above them. So that we are going to go into that discussion also. What I would like to say is from a different angle, perhaps a complete different angle. If it makes sense to you, you will accept it. If it doesn't make sense, you will reject it. And first of all, I'll quote an example of Mufti Taqi Usman Sahib Rahmatullah. He says that, and this is true, that those who are for ISIS, who are against ISIS in our circles, not the other people who know more about it. We all want Islam to come in the world. Everyone. That is why people are going there. They are having their opinion that we go there, Islam, Islamic Khilafat is going to come, it's going to spread in the world, and Islam is going to come in, alive in the world, no more differences. They have got that jazba. So they want Islam. Those who are against it, they also feel that this is not the right route we are taking. This is not going to bring Islam. Every Muslim has got one outer of Islam, Iman in his heart. He wants Islam to be in the world. So for that, Mufti Taqi Usmani Sahib, Dawat Barakatim says, if you want Islam in the world, you want Islam in your country, is you are one country yourself also. Every individual is a country on his own. And there are many departments and many provinces of this country. The province of the brain, the province of the eyes, ears, tongue, hands, legs, heart, everything. These are all different provinces. And you are the president of this country. And lifelong president. Not 5 years president. You are president lifelong. And to become the president, you didn't have to fight an election. You didn't have to make false promises. And you are the president. And in your government, of this body of yours, you got no opposition in your parliament. You are the president, you got no opposition. So you want Islam to come alive in the world. So in your country, bring Islam in your eyes, bring Islam in your tongue, bring Islam in your hands, legs, heart, mind. Every person does this, Islam is in the world. We don't need elections, we don't need an army, we don't need a huge amount of money budget, we don't need computers, we don't need an army. Everyone and everyone wants to, but the problem is we are not sincere to ourselves. We are bluffing ourselves. We are saying we want Islam. If you really want, bring Islam in your eyes, see what Islam told us to look like it. Talk, use your tongue. How we use our tongue with our wives. How terribly we speak with them. How we shout at them. How we swear them. How we accuse them. Bring Islam in your tongue. Bring Islam everywhere. And Islam is in the world. Another little example I'll give before we carry on. Little children from preschool already, they are given drawing books and they have to color in all pictures. So for example, they are given a lion and you must color in the lion. Small children, 4 years, 5 years, 6 years, and they are naughty and they want to show their bravery. They picture lion, they color it in, and they take a knife and gouge out the eyes of the lion. See how they buy. The lion can't do me anything. They take a scissor and cut off the tail of the lion. What can the lion? It's a picture lion. What can a picture lion? One is a lion that is in a zoo. He's a living lion. But he's in a cage. There also it's written, don't interfere with the lion, don't throw stones, etc. But small children are small children. I'm so brave, I'm right by the lion, I can throw stones, the lion can't do anything. Take a stick and push it into by the lion. Lion can't do anything. He's a lion in a cage, he's living. And one is a lion in the jungle. When trying to interfere with that lion, even from a distance, and see how it will leap 10 meters, 15 meters, and how it will land on you, and what it will do to you. Today we should understand what is happening in the world, whether it is ISIS, whether it is Boko Haram, whether it is the Pakistani Taliban, whether it is the Shabab, these are all what we, today we are, just pictures, picture lines. And we can't do a thing in the world. We are manipulated by the higher in the triangle, by the higher forces we have been manipulated, and we have been made to believe that we are doing a great service of Him. Or our palms have been greased very well. Or our pockets are becoming heavy with dollars. So we are doing whatever we are doing. But we are just picture lions. Unfortunately, sadly, I myself am definitely of them. And most of us are amongst those picture lions. We can't do a thing against the enemy. One was a time when Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu ta'ala, one man alone, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Ayyan Qusuddin wa Abu Bakr Hayy, they were not picture lions, they were real lions. Then there are those living lions in the Ummah today, but they are in cages. They haven't got the freedom to do what they want to. If I want to go for Umrah, I can't do it without taking a photo.
though I will hate, but I got no choice. I have to take a photo and ask them that to make me mask. I want to take out the passport and travel. I have to take out the photo. There are so many things which I have to do. There are many people who are living lions, the picture of the lions in the cage. May Allah bring that day, Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Khan Dehlvi Rahmatullah Alayh, one ijtima, people say Tabligh work has spread so much, and that wise and hidayah coming in the world, etc. He said, I want 313 real lions. I want three, and I haven't got one. And this is what we have to do. And this is what is the effort of the Sawwaf and Islah, that a person, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali gives a beautiful example from the Mustawi of Manana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah. He says, if there is a cat, old cat, almost dying, typhoid also, so weak, and there are 50 mice around, rats, and they got sharks. And they pass a law, they make a parliament meeting, and they say, this cat is always troubling us and eating us, now we are going to attack the cat. We are 50, the cat is only one. And 5, 6, they appoint those who will go and attack, who will go to the throat of the cat. Others will go to the eyes, others will go to the legs, others will go to the stomach, tear it apart, take out everything from inside, and we win the war on paper. And this is what the military people of the world are doing on their draft boards and the paper. Everything looks very well, but the power of Iman, they didn't take that into account. And this is that power of Iman which is in everyone's heart here. It is just necessary that we have to make it more stronger. Then one person who has become, who would stand up, a Khalid ibn Walid today, one Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, and that person will put the world right. In fact, the West themselves says, give us an Umar today and we will put the world right. The material of Umar radiallahu anhu is with everyone. So that is what is necessary, that we have. So our Shaykh Rahmatullah says that that cat has got the heart of a cat. It's not frightened for that price. While this one, we meow, and all the kids and all the programs they made and all the logistics they did, all finished shelf, and they become scattering in all directions. So that is the one Allah Akbar of the moment. But if we have to have said, heart, so this is what is required. Look, to go for jihad is as Mahana Shabir, Dalat Barakatum explained. This is part of our deen, and we have been deen from Alif to Ya, from A to Z, from La ilaha illallah to all ibadat, mu'amalat, and everything. This is not of jihad. And under jihad, we have to go there. But we have to do it, and don't put the horse, don't put the cart in front of the horse. And do things in the right way. What is the right way? For example, namaz. We have to make namaz. You are late, Fajr, you got up. You only got 2 minutes. You say, should I make it without wuzu? I'm late. The namaz won't be late. Well, if they make it fada, it will be accepted. But you have to make your wudu. Any other, everything has to be in order. Whatever we do, so jihad is also there. And as, mashallah, the ulama have explained, there is a system, there are conditions, there are limitations. It has to be done in that series. From this ayat, I wish to explain that how necessary it is that we follow this process. There is an ayat of the Quran, and as our Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Shaykh Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, rahimahullah, used to say, it's a royal prescription. Allah has given you this prescription. And just to keep us in focus, the end of the ayat is فَنْصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ. Then we all know that we must overpower the non-believers. And this quote, Allah has given us the prescription, how we will overpower the non-believers. So what is the first thing that Allah says? That you ask me, وَعَفُوا عَنَّا. In other words, make tawbah, change your life. Oh Allah, you yourself rub out the signs of our guna. That not a single guna is left. And every person commits a sin, there are 4 witnesses, 4 evidence against him. The hands and legs that you use, the part of the body to commit the sin. The place that you commit the sin on.
And then Kiram al-Katibi, who record that sin of his, and all this is posted just like a proper accounting system into the Namai Amar record of deeds. And before it is recorded, it is seen whether the hands, the evidence is exactly the same as the piece of ground that gave evidence. And the Kiram al-Katibi's evidence, when it's all correct, now there is nothing, no dispute. It is recorded. So that is the first that is given. And when a person makes sincere tawbah, changes his life, which is a first essential form of jihad. And it's not just jihad, we are committing zina. We are on porn, we are going like men, addicted to porn. We are going to nightclubs, and now we are going for jihad also. No, you have to first. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he was on top of that non-believer kafir, and the person spat in his face, his akhlaq was of that level, and control of his anger was at that level. So that his akhlaq was made that he left him alone. That now I won't be doing it for my, for less pleasure, and my ego. That she spent in my face. How can I tolerate that? Because of that I will kill him. So for this preparation has to be made. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not use the word jihad for 13 years in Makkah Sharif. There was no question. It was the time of making Islam, of building the Iman, of building the Akhlaq. All this was built. Then when they went to Medina to Munawwara, then the Battle of Badr, etc., everything started from there. But first they had to be made. In India, they were, we are going through conditions here, and Allah rewarded the Muslims of Rushni, Maulana Mansur al-Aqsa and his colleagues, and all the friends of Rushni who are so concerned. There is a sign of our Iman, and we want direction. We want direction from the Ulama. Please come and tell us what must we do. There is a very, very great quality. May Allah increase this quality all the time. And let it not falter in any way. We have to follow and follow the Ulama. From birth we follow them, right till Janata Namaz. We need the Ulama. In Jannah we need the Ulama also. So anyway, when in India there was this situation when the British were ruling, and the plan behind the screen was to make every person a Christian in India. Our Ulama stood up for jihad. And also, at a later time, on another occasion, the people who were, we will call modernists, liberal people, they also became very concerned. And they made a delegation and came to Hazrat Maulana Thani Rahmatullahi. And he said, Hazrat, jihad has to be started now. And you are the perfect person who will be our leader. You be our leader in this jihad. Maulana made a three conditions. Of the one condition, for 10 years, no word of jihad. First, your islah has to be made. Namaz must come in our lives. We must look like Muslims. We must deal like Muslims. Everything else. And then the major part of jihad, the greatest jihad is jihad of your nafs. رَجَعْنَا مِنَ الْجِهَادِ الْأَسْخَرِ إِلَى جِهَادِ الْأَكْبَرِ. The greatest jihad is of the nafs. That is first. Then other jihad will be a walkover. The conquest of Mecca was a walkover for the Muslims, and the world can't produce another second to the conquest of Mecca, when not one blood of drop was spread, Muslim blood, or anyone's blood was not, it wasn't made to flow. And today what we see, as Maulana Rehman also explained, just blood everywhere. And a person gets very affected when he sees blood. So there not one drop of blood was made to flow. So this is what is that required. First hour, we make tawbah. After wa'afu anna, then the Quran says, the Sharif says, wa'afir lana. And forgive us. If you ask the first year Arabic student, second year, you say wa'afu anna, wa'afir lana, no difference. Forgive us. But the Quran doesn't duplicate. There is another meaning. Allah rewards. Allah ma'alusi rahmatullah alayhi. And what a beautiful explanation. He says, now wa'afir lana, bisatri al-qabir wa izhari al-jameel. My past was a rotten past. It was a terrible past. But when you have forgiven Allah, and you have destroyed my files, not from Supreme Court, not from the World Court in the Hague, but you have destroyed my files by you in your court,
Now, oh Allah, hide my past. And this we see. If you speak of Husayn ibn Iyad, rahmatullah alayhi, you speak about Malik ibn Dinar, rahmatullah alayhi, to no one's mind their past comes. Allah is praising. If you dig a little, you'll see what their past was. And it's not good, it's not necessary. Sometimes just to understand, look a little how Allah hid away their past. And at the way, what is Harim Jameel? Husayn ibn Iyad, great, great. Malik ibn Dinar, rahmatullah, what a great huzur. So Allah made them like that. Warhamna. And oh Allah, now after that, you shower your mercies upon us. Rahman. Warhamna. And what a tafsir. Allama Alusi, rahmatullah alayhi, is made of Warhamna. Ay tafadwal alayna bi fununil ala. Oh Allah, you bless us. And tafadwal, fadwal, is like what we will say, our language, bansera. Struggling for nothing, but we don't deserve it. We haven't got anything to pay for it. Just out of your mercy, tafaddal anina bi fununil ala. All types of rahmat, mercy. See the houses of Roshni, see the gardens of Roshni, and see the food that we are eating, see the cars that we are driving. Allah ta'ala, fununil ala. What types? Look at our masjid, comfortable. Big masjids everywhere. The whole world Allah is blessing us. Well, this is Allah's ma'a istiftatina bi afanin iltifat. Why? In actual fact, we are worthy and we deserve the worst punishment. Funun is a plural in Arabic. In Arabic you have a singular, a dual, a plural, and then a great plural. There are four numbers in Arabic. In English, singular and plural finish. But in Arabic, singular, dual, plural, and the great plural. So here we have, you bless us with all in the plural, what your mercies of all types and from all sides, in spite of the fact that we are worthy of the more greater punishment of yours. And that is Allah Subhanallah. So merciful. Now when we have done this, Allah, when Allah reward our share who taught us this, and Allah ma'alusi, what great people Allah has produced. Then, after this now, anta maulana, wa hanna, anta maulana. Those who know Arabic, many ulama are sitting here, that in wa'adu anna, wa'afir lana, wa hanna, the zameer, the pronoun, is not made to open. Not anta, ta'afu anna. Not anta, anta akhir lana. Not anta irhamna. No, that is not mentioned there. Why we were in the darkness of sin? Why we were in the darkness of being distant and away from Allah? Like in English, just to understand it quickly, I tell somebody, come. I only said come. I didn't say you come. But you is mentioned, is meant there. Either the noun or the pronoun, Ismail come. Or you come, but I just said come, you understand, go, you go. The pronoun is not mentioned. So in the first three words, the pronoun, the name of Allah, anta maulana, anta was not mentioned, because we were far from Allah, we were in sin, we were rotten, we were dead, we were in the darkness all the time. Now when you make this doba, you corrected your life, and doba means al-wujud, to reverse. From your pain, life, you reverse. So this is the first condition of jihad. First that we make tawbah, we become Muslims first. And if we don't, then you find Muslim killing Muslim, and we call it jihad. Muslim raping Muslim woman, and we call it jihad. That is not jihad. Jihad is against the non-believers. Now you come anta maulana. Now you came into the light, that oh Allah, you are our maulana. يسيد أمورنا سيد متولي أمورنا وسيدنا you are our master, you are our leader. Now we came out of the town like a son who has done wrong to his father and lot of wrong. Now he wants to come in the good books of the father. He tells us the mother, you need to speak to me. You speak to my daddy. He tells his auntie, his khala. He tells his poor, you will speak to my father. When now he's happy, now you come forward. So we first ask all that forgiveness. Now Allah has become happy. Now we come in front of Allah, anta maulana. Then comes the time, fansurna ala al-qawmi al-kafirin. It's like the theme of the Quran Sharif. It isn't that we are in vice and sin, just today challenge everything. Today our nature, I don't know about other countries, South Africa, we go for Hajj also as a challenge, going on motorbike for Hajj, going on backpackers, and they are going for Hajj. Maybe it's a challenge. Many of us, we go in Jamaat, not with the idea of Tabligh Jamaat, but it's a challenge. Ijtima, you send you out of the bayan all the time. 3/4 of the crowd is outside there all the time. But just with the environment, the challenge, everything. Hajj, Umrah we go. And other people, other country people, look at South Africans, please take note of this. What is the view of others? That South Africans, how they depict them? That there are those people who are on the third floor of the restaurant of Bin Dawood with their sunglasses on. That is the South African number of this. This is the impression they are given. What is the Umrah maker today? That restaurants all the time, and shopping all the time, malls all the time. Is that what is Umrah? No. So don't make jihad also like that. It's a very sacred institution. It's a very great institution. Don't play around with jihad. And just a challenge will go there also. Jihad on its time and it will come. And inshallah it will come. It must come. When Allah accept each one of us, and this very ulama will come to your houses and make you pack your bags and go for jihad. And they will go with you and lead you inshallah. But when the time comes, so my dear brothers, don't just fall for anything. Everything that glitters is not gold. And all the gold is not here what we see. The gold is there with ISIS. Where it's coming from Allah. The amount of wealth they have got, the amount of weapons they have got, the amount whatever they want they have got, women they have got, whatever they want they have got, and how suddenly, just out of the blue, suddenly the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria came into existence. And it came and it's a full stop. And then nothing else. It's a whole pre-planned thing. So don't just fall for anything, and this is out of compassion. As Maulana Mansur al-Haq Sahib Jazamullah Khair said, we are not here to run down anyone. We are not here to stop anyone. And in fact, I myself am not here to say who's right and who's wrong. That Allah knows, and politics has become such a difficult subject. But there are few things which are very glaring and very clear. So please have mercy on yourselves. Have mercy on your parents. Have mercy on everyone. We are not here to please the state or state organizations. We are not here to please ISIS and their supporters. We are here, inshallah, biiznillah, to please Allah and to say what is to be said for the pleasure of Allah, the Barakul Allah. May Allah enlighten us properly on this matter. Do things carefully and in all matters. Fas'alu ahla dhikri. Ask the people of zikr, which means the people of knowledge. That those people of knowledge who have got zikr also, who have got consciousness of Allah Ta'ala also, who have got connection with Allah, may Allah guide us to righteousness. And I'm very surprised to see this jalsa under mashallah, under Maulana Mansur al-Haqsa going perfectly according to time. I thought it was impossible, but may Allah accept inshallah and make us sincere in all our matters. Those who are gone, the parents make not a flaw, the du'as of the parents are readily accepted, and try whatever means you can have to try and get your children back again in a safe way. It's a dangerous game. Those who are gone, it's so dangerous, you can't get out. You just face problem after problem. So the others be warned, whoever, those who have gone, make not a du'a. And one very effective way of du'a, ask the ulama to make. And also one person, a lady, wrote to me, what an important point, when she heard one of the bayans about du'as in Medina Sharif where they are accepted. She said, there's one more place. And where is that? Mawaja Sharif. At the front of the Rosa in the bar. She explained, I'll just read slow quickly, inshallah. There was a Tabligh Ijtima many years ago in Masjid al-Nur, which was the Markaz. Those days, 300 people came for the Ijtima. They in Mashura, they decided by Fazle Azim, he was in charge of the catering, he must see to the food. And Hazrati put this condition, Rahmatullahi, you're not allowed to ask anyone for 1 riyal. You must see to everything, you're not allowed to ask anyone for chanda and make collection. He did everything. He took loans from the shopkeepers. He did everything. He still not finished, and he promised them so and so date I will pay. Has he comes? He only comes with his own expense. Maybe he's not that he's got extra. He hasn't got the money to pay. He went to show Rosa in the park. He said, oh, unless Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I have faith and believe is you are alive in your heart. And what I say, you are listening to me. And Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu was your treasure in your time. And he took loans on your behalf from Jews also. And when the time to pay and he did not have, he came to you and he said, oh, unless Nabi made dua. We have to meet this commitment. And we haven't got the money. By your dua, every commitment was met on each time. I also got commitment. Please, make dua. So then he went. The little money he had enough to pay the person who supplied rice. He went to him, yes, your rice man. See, you're playing the fool with me, you're testing me, you're trying me out. Why, what's wrong? See, you paid me yesterday, and now what you again want to pay? He went to the person of the meat. He said, here's your money, because now that money got saved. He said, you're playing the fool with me, you're testing me, you're trying me out. Yesterday you came and paid me, your account is sorted out. Why, everyone was sorted out. So dua at Rosa and Mubarak, instead of going to Bin Dawood's restaurant, and instead of wearing some classes, go to Rosa and don't take photos. Don't leave your bed. Speak, make your the water, Mubarak, place Allah has given us. If the family commit a crime, if they did it in innocence, Allah will forgive. But if they did it knowingly, and especially if they knew that ISIS is not right, ISIS is wrong, then of course it's a crime. But if they thought ISIS is right, inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will guide them. But you could verify things. In our simple things of dunya, you buy a car, you don't go and buy a car without an engine. You make sure it's got on. You can see it hasn't got wheels at the back. You don't buy a car like that. We verify. So these are more important matters. How should we treat those members that have returned? Are they an outcast from our community? No. Try and wean them closer and try and explain them the errors that we have made. And they are so glaring. And there are so many records of people who went to become so disillusioned of what has happened. Explain this to them. Get them into the mainstream again. Let them understand. And let us be obedient to Allah Ta'ala.